We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah on top of the Amud. Hirchuk es asichuk min hadafonos. Shloisha tvachim is psula. The halacha is that if you have a sukkah with four walls, four walls, they put up schach, but you move the schach from the walls three tvachim, it's possible. Because you have here a opening of avir of three tvachim, and that's the halacha. If there's open space of three tvachim in a sukkah, the tar sukkah is. The sukkah is possible, unless you can make like half the sukkah is different sukkah. But this part of the sukkah is definitely possible. It has three tefachim of open ear space. Bayis shenifchas. If you have a house that in the middle of the house it opened up, the roof opened up, and you say, oh, you know what, I'll make it into a sukkah. V'sicha gabu, put tzchach on it. So it depends. In yesh mina koisel l'sichuch arba amos is psula. If you have from the koisel to the tzchach four amos. It's possible. But if it's less, then you say doifin akuma. That means, even though it's possible schach, from the wall until your schach, you have up to four amos. So you're going to ask me the kasha, why by avir, don't you also say doifin akuma? By avir, doifin akuma. So Rashi says, doifin akuma means that the wall has to extend. So it has to be wall. But if it's ear, it can't be a wall. But Rashi says, don't say doifin akuma means, you couldn't have doifin akuma means that the wall goes like slanty. Maybe doifin akuma always means that you have the wall, and you look at it, it bends towards the schach. If that was true, even by avir three tefachim would work. So it's a raya, doif nakuma doesn't mean it bends slanty. It means it goes up and turns like a L, and you know, like a backwards L. And that makes the doif nakuma to say that's a kosher or a sukkah. So a bias that I got a hole in the middle, you put on schach, as long as it's within 4 amos of the walls, you can use those walls for your sukkah, and you have a kosher or a sukkah. V'chein chatzah shimekefes achsadra. The same thing as the courtyard. In the courtyard, there was a bunch of houses open to the courtyard, and everyone had in front of their in front of the house, over the front of the courtyard, a little overhang with no walls. And then, in the middle of the courtyard, there was no overhang. So you want to do is, you want to put the schach on top of those overhangs. Now you have a sukkah in the middle, but the problem is you have no walls. You can use the walls of the house, but it has to be within 4 amos. That if it's within 4 amos of the middle, if the walls of the house are within 4 amos of the middle, that means that those overhangs are not 4 amos long, then it's a kosher or a sukkah in the middle, because again, you say doifin akuma. Another halacha, third case of doifin akuma. We had the first case was a bayis shenifchas, second case was the case of the chatzer, where you have these overhangs in the middle, overhangs coming out in the front, and you make schach in the middle. The third case is sukkah gedol shekifu bedava she'em esachabai, you have a sukkah, and on the side, you put on pasul schach. Im yesh tacht v'abamas psula, if you have under it, 4 amos and 4 amos or more, it's possible because again, you can't say doifin akuma. So we have three cases of doifin akuma here. And the Gemara is going to talk about it. What do we need three cases for? Zakat the Gemara, kol hani lamali. Why do you need three cases of doifin akuma? So Gemara says tzricha. I need all three cases. If you only said bayis shenifchas, because there I understand why it's a good mechitza and it's a good doifin akuma. Why? Because those walls. You're sitting inside the house for the sukkah. So those walls are made to protect inside the house, so it continues on top. They're made for the inside. Think about a chotzer mekefes achzadra, that case where you're putting a schach over the overhang. What are those walls for? They're for the other way. They go the other way. They're for inside the house. And now we're saying, chiddush, those walls turn towards the chotzer. It's not really made for that. The walls are made to protect the inside, not the outside. So that's a big chiddush there for akuma. You hear my it's not made for the achsadra, it's made for the inside. Maybe you wouldn't say tevekuma tricha. Those two, at least, the roof could be made out of kosher schach. The only problem is it's a house because it's not made. It's not made for sukkah, but at least it's kosher. It's these boards. It's not mekabel tuma. It's something that's the right material that's kosher schach. But a sukkah gedolah, the sukkah schach is possible. It's made out of schach possible. In meloy, you shouldn't say devil kuma tricha. So we need it now. What's that chiddush exactly? We're saying you don't have a mina if it's not made out of kosher schach. Can't say devil kuma. What do you mean? Devil kuma is a doifin. Doifin is a kosher schach. So Ritva explains, and I'll read you his lashon. He says, "Have a salka daitach the schach pasul loy gemir be devin akuma." You don't say devin akuma schach pasul. Why? The kiven she einoy memin has sukkah klal mafsik. It's a hefsik v'choytzes umoid. It's choytzes. it's obvious. You see from the Ritva that Dovin Akuma is not pasha to Ramesh a wall. It just Dovin Akuma makes it's not a hefsek. That's all it does. Like you're saying, it makes it's not a hefsek. That's all Dovin Akuma does. Now, having me know it be that if it's possible, no good. Kamashla, no, it does work as Dovin Akuma, and it works. That's the chiddush. So what do Gemara write? Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Asher chesinu l'rabban d'rei Rav. I found the Talmidim of Rav that was saying a halacha. Yasvei ka'amri. Ava poysel v'shloisha. Avir in a sukkah passes of three tefachim. Why tzchach passel? If it's tzchach passel, poysel v'ava, it passes with four tefachim. V'amina lehu. So you see there's a difference. Avir is more chomer. It's passes with three. But tzchach passel is passel v'ava. V'amina lehu. And Rabba said, I told the Talmidim Rav, I don't understand you. Where's your makar for all this? How do you know that ear in between your schach and the walls, or in the middle of the sukkah as well, how do you know it passes with three tefachim wide? The Tanan says in our Mishnah, if you take the schach away from the tefachim, three tefachim, it's possible. So he says, if that's the case, learning things from our Mishnah, so schach possible nami lelifsa abab amas. Schach possible should only pass a sukkah, not with four tefachim, but four amas, which is 24 tefachim. The Tanan, our Mishnah says, Bayis in nifchas v'sichel al-gabob. A bayis, they got a hole in the middle and you put schach on top of it. And yesh bein ha-sichel l'koysel dal ames. Between the schach and the koysel, it's four ames, psula. So you see, the shear is four ames. We're getting the shear three tefachim by ear from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is four ames by schach posel. So the Talmidei Rav answered, no, if I'm really barmine, that's not a riot, because the Rav Shmuel Amitavayo, our Mishnah, barmine he, don't be right from that Mishnah, the Rav Shmuel Amitavayo, because the Rav Shmuel both explain our Mishnah, from Doifan Akuma Nogabot, that's Doifan Akuma. That our Mishnah, the problem is, that's Doifan Akuma. V'aminil hu ana, and I told them, no, I'm not ilu ikas schach posel. So now, they're tiny at the Mishnah's Doif and Akuma. And so, how do you know four Tvachim Pasel with Schach Pasel? They know Misvara, but our Mishnah's talking with somebody else, talking about Doif and Akuma. So Rabbi says back, I'm going to ask you a kasha on your Shita. You hold that the Shear is four Tvachim for Schach and three Tvachim for Ear. Let me ask you a question. You have Schach Pasel less than four Tvachim, right? That's kasha. It's three Tvachim, so it's kasha. Then you have next to it an ear space of pachis b'shloisha, one tefach of ear space, altogether four now. Three tzchach posel, one aver, one tefach aver. The aver pachis b'shloisha, my. It's ksheira, it's kosher, right? For you, it's kosher, right? Because you don't have a shear of either one. Malye b'shpudim, but if you fill it up now with a posel tzchach, my psula be posel. What's more chama, aver or tzchach posel? Aver. And here we're saying aver cannot be mashlim, cannot make the shear tzchach posel complete. But if you put schach posel, it's worse. How can it be like that? Like aver the posel, a posel v'shloisha, aver which is more chomer, posel three tefachim. It shouldn't be like schach posel, a posel v'abo. It's not as chomer as schach posel. So what you're asking, while for you, if you have three tefachim schach posel and one tefach ear, it's kosher. Just like schach posel would be mashlim that shear to four, aver for sure should work. So Talmidei Rav tell back to Rabba, and yo, you don't have that kasha. But Amru li, and they told me yachi lidoch nami. I'll do the same thing to you. You hold schach posel, the shear is four amos. Let's say you have schach that's less than dalar amos, so for you that doesn't passel. And then you have the aver pachis meshloisha is being mashed lemi shear four amos. What's the halacha? My ksheira and malya b'shpudim. We fill up that space with schach posel. My psula is posel. So the same question is on you. V'lo yehei aver posel meshloisha kitzchach posel posel bar amos. Shouldn't Avir pasul just much as schach pasul. So your kasha asking me, what's do my shita? Have same question on you. Just you have four tefachim and you have four hamas. What's the difference? Vamilu, Rabbi says, I'll tell you the answer. I'll tell you the answer. I know. Vamilu, I know. Hi, my bishlam is the di. I mean, Avir hamas. Bishlam me. My four hamas is alochem eshem sinai. So mishum shiura v'lav shiuru. It has to do with shear. It's not a svara. It's a shear. Four hamas. So hi, lav mishum shiura v'lav shiuru. Hi, lav shiuru. This you don't have a shear for amos here. Why? I the avir. Kimin lav shur shavi shur ladadi. Since the shear avir and shear schach posel don't share the same shiur, since they're not the same shear, they're not the same. You can't mitzdar of two things that are different. Loy mitzdarfi. So for me, I understand why avir, even though it's more chomer, but things that have different shiurim don't mitzdar. But lefi you that the whole arba tefachim is a svara. It's a svara of like a makoyim. So even though it's avir, it's a problem. The whole problem is not halacha mishum sinai, because our Mishnah says it's four amos or three tefachim. You have a svara, four tefachim is chach posel, a makom chashuv, and that makes problems. So if that's the problem, what's the difference? It's only Yitzchak Posel. What's the Yitzchak Posel Aver? That's my kasha to you. And they didn't answer. They have a good question on them. But Omle Abaya, Abaya wants to have a kasha now on Rabbah. Omle Abaya, Blamar Nami, I have a case for you also where it's not totally in Shi'urim. Omle with Shira Fu Amis. Omle Abaya, Blamar Nami, you Rabbah also. Maybe the shiurim are not the same. By sukkah gedolah, it means the shiur of schach posels for amos and shiur of aver is three tefachim. They're not the same. Different kem metzaref. But by sukkah katana, milay shavu shirayu. The halacha is by sukkah katana. Then anything more than three tefachim is no good. Avi more than three tefachim is no good, and schach posel more than three tefachim is not good. Because Rashi explained they both have a lavad, which Rashi doesn't mean mamish lavad. It means a shiur lavad. Anything that's posel more than three tefachim in a small sukkah is no good because you need the kosher of schach. And without the din lavad, then it's not kosher schach, and even though it's schach posel, you don't really say lavad, but it's once it's added a shear lavad, you can't say that it's a good sukkah. So in a sukkah katana, the chara there, they are the same shear, and maybe the two things should be mitzuruf. If you have two tefachim of posel schach and one tefach of avir, they should be mitzaref each other because they're the same shear. Malay says, no, there's not shira there. Hosh lav mishum the shavu shira l'adaydu. There's not the same shir. I'm mishum the lesser shira sukkah. There's because you're missing the shir 7 tefachim of sukkah, and therefore there, it's possible. Not because they both have a shir of 3 tefachim. Just the shir of 3 tefachim is lavad, and it's once it's at a shir lavad, you don't have a kasha sukkah, so it's a different halacha, and don't ask me a kasha from such a case.